Okay, Gvaldik. All right, so yesterday we started the Akdam of Reb Chaim Vital. Yeah, you can start now. Okay, so yesterday we started the Akdam of Reb Chaim Vital. So we saw from Reb Chaim Vital, from the Zohar Kaddish, that the Zohar Kaddish was talking about a situation that it's always a cloud. Whenever there's a possibility for something really, really great and it's a lost opportunity, it becomes like, it becomes the opposite of what it could have been. So the Zohar Kaddish described the scenario where you have people. This is drinkable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Fine. So this is.
You have to know. Be careful.
So the kids of the Zohar described the scenario where, which has unbelievable potential for mamish ruach shel Mashiach, for a gula dika moment, which is people that are sitting and learning Torah. It's a gaval de gazach. And so the Zohar said that when people are sitting and learning Torah, so the Shechina is drawn to that place. The Shechina is in Galus, so she's looking for like an oasis, in order to escape the difficulties of Galus and to actually experience a little gula. And so people that are learning Torah is Gevaldik. So then the Zohar Kaddish described the scenario where instead of it being a guladika moment, it fakert, it sort of doubles down on Galus. How so? So the Zohar said, because those that are learning Torah, instead of learning Torah for the sake of the Shechina, they learn Torah for themselves. And Koma, and the Zohar had a lesson like this, that the voice of Hashem calls out, like sort of begging those that are learning to be learning for the Shechina. And then the Rabban Hashem calls to the Shechina and says, "Nu, say something." And it was like, I'm not going to waste my time with these guys. And like, so it becomes a moment where instead of it being guladik, it becomes a moment that Adraba doubles down in Galus, unfortunately. Which is such an ironic thing, because the mice of these guys are learning Torah, and they're doing, and they get, Talmud Torah, Kenega, Kulam, V'chula, V'chula, all the different things that you've heard a million times. But Zohar Kaddish is saying, but the mice, in terms of that Torah producing Geula, that has to be for the sake of the Shechina. And then the Zohar Kaddish then went on. Yeah.
What does that Torah do for the people that are not learning for the Shechina?
When they're not learning for the Shechina, it'll produce good things for them. It'll produce good things for them.
Geula.
But it's not Geula. It's the difference is between Torah Lishma versus Torah Shlo Lishma. In Chazal we have this, right? So you have to learn Torah Lishma, it's unbelievable Maila. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if you learn Torah Lishma, Zaych L'Dvarim Harbe, you're Zaych to everything. Everything you could possibly imagine comes from learning Torah Lishma. And if a person learns Torah Shlo Lishma, so you don't get all that stuff. What do you get? Well, it depends what type of Shlo Lishma. What does Shloi Lishma mean? So there's different levels to Shloi Lishma. A really bad Shloi Lishma is I'm learning in order to disprove the rabbi. You know what I mean? And I'm going to learn without any intention of keeping what I'm learning, but just to be able to know how to slug up people, whatever. That's not a good Shloi Lishma. Then there's higher Shloi Lishmas. The higher Shloi Lishma is that I'm learning. Of course I'm going to keep what I'm learning, but I'm learning because I get covered from it. It's not Gehenna, it's not terrible, but it's not, And there's a higher Shloi Lishma. I'm learning not to get covered, I'm learning to get schar and olam haba. It's still all Shloi Lishma. You'll get the schar. You'll get what you're asking for. You'll get what you're asking for, but Shloi Lishma. There's a mice, it says in Pasuk, what's before that? Arich Yom B'Yamina, it was Smiley Aishav Rekavit. On the right side, Shkaich. On the right side, Arich Yomim, long life. And on the left side, Aishav Rekavit, wealth and honor. So Chazal say, B'Yamina is when a person's learning Torah, Lishma, then you get Arich Yomim. That's like Olam Haba, all good things. The Smiley, if you're learning a Shloi Lishma, but not like terrible Shloi Lishma, but Shloi Lishma, then you get Aishav Rekavit. So in this form, we'll find that even when Chazal say that Lishma you get, B'yaminai, Erech Yom B'yaminai, even that's not the highest level of Lishma. If you're doing a really Lishma, which is doing for the sake of the Shechina, then you get both. You get Erech Yom B'yaminai, Yisma L'Ashavikov, you get both. So anyway, so that's what the Zohar started with. And then the Zohar said, so then the Shechina begins to complain about these Chever that they're not learning Torah, for the Shechina, and the Zohar then went on to say Vailoin man de garmi, that woes to these people, that they cause the yezalei man alma, that they cause the ruach of Mashiach to leave the world, well, yosef alma not to come back. Why? So now the Zohar says. So it's interesting because until now, so we have an identification. What the issue is? The issue is these guys are not learning for the sake of the Shechina. That's the answer. But then the Zohar now gives something else. The ilun inon, because these people, what's their problem? Hanu the avdin l'raisi yavoshu, because they're making the Torah dry. They're not learning Pnimis HaTorah. So this is the line. That's what I referenced yesterday. I want to just like explain it more. This is the line that sort of gets confused to people. Because like, okay, so one second. Until now you identified the issue is you're not learning for the Shechina. And now the Zohar Kaddish is like shifting it that you're not learning Kabbalah. So therefore the conclusion that one can make is, well, Hainuach. It's the same thing. They equal each other. You learn Kabbalah, that's called learning for the Shechina. And so basically what it comes down to is you want Mashiach to come, learn Kabbalah. And that's what you'll find in many Sfarim, and you'll find in many organizations. Like, you know, learn Kabbalah. Like, you know, just make sure that you could, you know, you could be a, you know, you could hate Jews, but as long as you learn Kabbalah, you're fine. You know, that's what one can see in the Zohar. But that's not really the Pshat. That's not really the Pshat. The Pshat is, as we mentioned yesterday, the Ikar Inyan is to learn Torah for the Shechina's sake. When Chazal say Torah Lishma, so the Arizal. Baal Shem Tov already explains this, that what does it mean, Torah Lishma? It means learn Torah L'shem Hei, for the sake of the Hei of Hashem's name. The Hei of Hashem's name means the Shechina. So that's what it means to learn Torah Lishma, for the sake of the Shechina. The Zohar Kaddish is explaining that how does a person develop, this is what we mentioned yesterday, how do you develop the sensitivity to get involved with that program of learning Torah for the sake of the Shechina, which we have to figure out what that means. But how do you become sensitized to that? So the Zohar then goes on to say, by allowing the Torah not to be dry, by not just being involved in Nigla, but also being involved in Pnimius. But the answer is not just Pnimius, the answer is what Pnimius does. Now I want to show this to you, and prove it to you. If there was any Rebbe in the history of Rebbes that was pro-Kabbalah, it was the Kamara. Okay, that's without a doubt. Just to prove that, okay, let me read you a line that the Gemara writes like this. Da, this is in Nisiv HaTorah, Islamid. You don't have this in front of you, but he says like this. Shabadaris Rishayim, in the earlier generations, it was possible for a Jew to reach his personal perfection, ulahalev bezikach rav, and to become on fire with a pure kayach ubekdusha, with holiness, laham shechalatzma noyim zivar ashchina, to bring upon themselves the light of the Shechina, and so on and so forth. Hakol yedei pashas hatar, could have been done with nigla in the early generations. Nigla could do that. Torah shebal peh nigla al b'dor hazeh ikus et mishicha. But said the Kamaran of an our generation, this is already late 1800s. In a very nice little place called Kamarna, you know. But in our, it says, but in our generation, it was Mashiach, Sha'ara Goyver, that there's so much Ra, evil in the world. Umis Nase, V'chutz B'yazgi, and it's increasing, and so on and so forth. So he says, K'mayshar Maron Harizal Alzmane, and even the Arizal in his generation was talking about how much evil there is in the world. Mikol Shkenata. So he says, he goes on. So he says, "Umi yagin lano men aklipis harayis," and who's going to save us and protect us from all this evil? By the nigla satar, he says, through nigla, eevsher, but only nigla, eevsher b'dar kizeh, the ein ponim lahalav kol kacha nefesh amaskelus v'dig v'chashek. It's an impossibility, he says, in this generation, just with nigla, to get the fire going in the neshama in order to overcome all the minyas. It's an impossibility. V'loyoid, el shem eslav shem agashim es be'erev rav. Okay, fine, he goes on and so forth. So therefore he says, lochein, so he says, v'lulei mesikas arevas noyam ziv loshen hazoyer v'atikun v'kisvei maron harizal. And if it wasn't for the sweetness and the pleasure of the writings of the Zohar Kaddish and the Kisvei Ari, ha-me'ir le'nefesh, that illuminate the neshama hamaskelas, umiyashvin hadas, and give a person yishav hadas, umisamachas leiv, and gives a person simcha, lohoya vevsharis lohoyer, it would be impossible to illuminate our lives these days because of the problems of the world. Lochein achai, therefore my brothers, tamuru or agonus, taste and see the hidden light, umisikus, and the pleasantness, the sweetness, sheish bizarre kaddish, that's in the Zohar Kaddish, And he says, "Ad shemiroiv or that through all the light from the Zohar to kabbalat zmichal kolorois v'atzeres v'sun, you'll be able to handle anything that comes your way. V'lo yischalish daitcha, you won't have chlishes adas. V'lo tiv madrigascha, you won't fall from your madrigas. Tesal l'mal l'mal ad roma milas, you'll ascend to high places. Chazak 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 v'yamatz loit tiyer v'loit tefachi. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated by pnimis hatar." So there's no question about it. The Kamarna was a fan and pro Pnimis HaTorah. Akedei Kach, he says, it's an impossibility nowadays to become a fiery Yid just with Nigla. But the same Kamarna, earlier on in Nisiv HaTorah, says the following Lashon. The Zohar Kaddish, we'll see this language later on in the Akdama from Rechaim Vital. The Zohar Kaddish describes the people that are learning Torah in the right way, not this Chevra that the Zohar was talking about now. The Zohar calls the people that are learning Torah in the right way, you know, and actually bring Ruach Hashem Mashiach, they're called Mechatz Dechakla. What's Mechatz Dechakla? The Zohar is like, Mechatz Dechakla Ze'irinina. There's very few Mechatz Dechakla. What does Mechatz Dechakla mean? Mechatz Dechakla means those that prune the tree, or those that weed the garden, those that tend to the garden to take care, you know, take off the thorns and take off the weeds. Mechatz Dechakla. And so the command over here, and the old Mefarshim explained that Mechatz Dechakla means those that are Isaac and being Mesakin and bringing a tikkun to the Shechina and bringing a tikkun to Knesset Yisrael and bring Ruach Hashem Mashiach. So you would think that who are these people? Means these are people that are Isaac and Pnimis HaTorah. Because that's what Pnimis HaTorah is, the way for Gula. So if you're Mechatz Lechach, it means that you're Isaac and Pnimis HaTorah. Listen to what the Gemara says. Va'inyan. And he starts off sounding like this. Da'iskin beside the Satorah, those that are involved in Pnimis HaTorah, Nikroin Mechatz Lechachla. Okay, they're called the ones that are tending to the orchard, to the garden, and they're taking care of things, bringing Mashiach. Ata, but however, Achi, my brother, Tizbar, you might think, Shablimut Kabbalah, that just with learning Kabbalah, Kaitzin HaKaitzin, you're taking care of the thorns. Loi kein Achi. That's not true. El Shachiyas V'or V'advekis V'ashras HaShchina U'ni'imas Arevus Yididus Or HaTorah Shehi noyam or chias ziv hashchina. It's a lot of descriptions over here. Humamish misum mois leklipis, and that's what it means to be mechatz dechakla. In other words, like we said before, the same kamarna that says the in is pnimis hatorah, pnimis hatorah, pnimis hatorah, is as one telling us that don't think that it's just by learning pnimis hatorah alone. The inyan is to learn Torah for the sake of the shechina. The inyan is in order to try to experience the light of Torah, the soul of Torah. But as we were saying before, the way to become sensitized to that and the way to become a part of that program is that by learning Pnimis HaTorah, that chelik of Torah sensitizes the neshama to then allow you to then be a member of Mechatz Dechakla, which is someone that learns Torah, whatever it is that you're learning, for the sake of the Shechina. And so that's, you know, I give an example. You know, the four chelikim of Torah is Pshat, Remez, Drosh, and Sight, right? And they had to be like secrets of secrets, chassidus. So let's say four or five, right? So in Arizal, there's a concept that those four or five chalakim to Torah correspond to the four or five layers of the human body. You have Ar, Basar, Gidin, Atzamis, and Mayach Shabatzamis. You have skin, flesh, sinew, bone, and the marrow in the bone. So Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, and chassidus, those are the five corresponding to the five layers of the body. But guess what? Even the deepest layer of marrow in the bone is still dead. It's still dead. What you need is a soul to then enliven the body. Now it happens to be that since the soul is in the body, the deeper the layers, those are the layers that are most in contact with the soul. And they feel the presence of the soul the most. But without a soul, right, then just as the skin is dead, the marrow of the bone is dead. The tachlis is to learn Torah for the sake of the Shechina, which means to attach oneself to the real soul of Torah. Now, it happens to be, what portion of Torah, what layer of Torah is most sensitive to that soul of Torah? Well, the more deeper you go in, the innermost layers are more sensitive to it. But the tachlis is for that soul of Torah to spread its light and energy to enliven all layers of Torah. And this is what I mentioned many times, that you have, let's say, you know, the Rambam or Rishonim like that, or let's say they didn't have the tradition of Kabbalah. So they were only on the outer layers. But they were so holy, and their souls were so pure, that even though they were only on the outer layers of, let's say, the skin and the and flesh and so on, but they were able to sense and to, you know, and to sort of be connected to the soul, despite the fact that they weren't holding by the inner layers. That's not a weakness. That's a strength of theirs. So the ikra, as I said before, is to learn Torah for the sake of the Shekhinah. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to learn Torah for the sake of the Shekhinah? What does that look like? So I mentioned this on Sunday, and maybe I guess it's the space that I'm in right now. But I think that in Chassidus we know, in Kabbalah we know that the word Shekhinah, there's another word that's synonymous with it, and that's called Knesset Yisrael. It's all the Kabbalah say this, that when you see the term Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, not a Jew, but the Jewish people is synonymous with the Shekhinah. So when we're talking about learning Torah for the sake of the Shekhinah, a very, very basic, simple kavana is to learn Torah for the sake of showing and proving and highlighting how amazing Knesset Yisrael is, how amazing the Jewish people are. Now, that's on all different levels. So that could be on levels of, that's what I spoke about Sunday morning by the Sefer Shoftim Shir, of examples of tzaddikim saying Torahs that are specifically geared to highlight how amazing Yidden are. And how they deserve Mashiach, and they deserve Gulas and Yeshuas. The Divrei Chaim, for example, the Sanz Rav was famous that when people came to him for brachas, what he would do is he wouldn't just say a bracha. You know, sometimes he would, but if he saw that there was like a real problem, he wouldn't say a bracha. He would say a Shtickle Torah. And that Shtickle Torah was somehow related to this person's need. And the Shtickle Torah proved how they deserve to get what they need. And that's the way he was piled things. That's called, that's Mechatz Dechakla. That's called taking the weeds out of the garden. That's called taking care of the Shekhinah. That's turning Torah into an expression of how amazing Knesset Yisrael is. That's called learning Torah l'shem hay, for the sake of the hay, which is the Shekhinah, which is Knesset Yisrael. Even if a person is not like the Divrei Chaim doing that, even if simply you're learning a Rashi, Chumash Rashi, you're learning a pasuk with Rashi's commentary. So that's also a very amazing thing, because you could say to yourself, wow, look how amazing the Jewish people are that we produce someone like Rashi. And like, I don't know, like, let's say you learn the Rashi, you know what Chabri is talking about. Givaldik. That even helps even better, because it's like, wow, Rashi's so amazing, Imamish know what Chabri is talking about, look how amazing Kal Yisrael is that we produce someone like that. It's something very simple, and it's even childlike, but it changes the experience. It weaponizes the Torah into something that is geared towards helping Knesset Yisrael and showing how beautiful Knesset Yisrael is. That's called learning Torah for the sake of the Shekhinah. Now, again, as I said, the part of the Torah that sensitizes a person to want to do this and for it to be real and authentic is Pnimius HaTorah. That's true. That's true. But that's not the goal. That doesn't have to be, and it's not the end all be all. It's not just to know Kabbalah. That's not the Indian. The Indian is learning Torah for the sake of the Shekhinah. And so that's again, that's what the Zohar Kaddish is talking about. And this is what Rav Chaim Vital is framing. That's what he said before. So if you remember yesterday, we started with a question, like, what is the big question that Rav Chaim Vital is like challenged by? Why is Mashiach not here? The Gemara says in Gidin, the Mishnah was destroyed because the sin is chinam. So that's your answer. But what's the big kasha? The answer is like, the question really is, well, where is that, like, what's the answer? What's the antidote? So Rav Chaim Vital is telling us that, like, to learn Torah for the sake of the Shekhinah. So, like, how does that solve the issue of Sinas Shekhinah? The answer is, what do you think the Shekhinah is? The Shekhinah is the Jewish people. It means learning Torah for the sake of highlighting how amazing Yidden are. That's the answer to Sinas Shekhinah. That's a pneumistic answer to Sinas Shekhinah. Not just like, you know, even though I hate your guts, I have no choice but to say I love you. You know, like, that's not Avos Yisrael, you understand. But when you turn Torah into that Indian, that's called learning Torah for the sake of the Shekhinah. So let's okay, Javon, two more minutes. It's Chaval Mikey made copies, so we have to, you know, I'm saying it's not nice. But okay, so let's go a little right there. Okay, so let's see that after the on the left side, right at the bottom paragraph, it's after quoting the Zohar. Vine. Mashakasa b'tchilas tvarov. Now, what Rav Chaim Vital is now going to do is going to go back and he's going to sort of pull apart the Zohar Kaddish. So he says, in the beginning of the Zohar Kaddish described that scenario of people that are learning, but again, they're not learning for the sake of the Shekhinah. And the Zohar said the following language, Rafilu kolina de mishtavi baraisa, that all these, that even those that are learning Torah, kol chesed avdi, all the kindness that they're doing, all the avaida that they're doing, ligar mayu, after they're doing for themselves. Right? That's what the Zara, that's what the Shechina was like bemoaning and crying over. So the it's stark. Chavital says like this: Ima yois shepshuta mavur. So obviously, when you read that line, what does it mean to learn for yourself? It's obvious what that means. So we all know that you could, it's self explanatory. Ubeprat bezmaninu zeh, and the simple interpretation of learning Torah for your own sake and for, you know, selfishly, is something that you see nowadays. Unfortunately, Ruchaim Vital says, but in Sein Harabim, Asher Torah nasis kardim lachdik, but the Torah has become an axe that people use for their own benefit. Eitzel ktsas bali Torah, again by some people. Asher oskim b'Torah, that the only reason why they learn Torah, who el menas lekabel pras, is in order to receive reward, asfakis yiseris. And when he says reward of it, doesn't mean olam haba. He's talking about to get good things in this world. V'gam liyosim, the next page. V'gam liyosim mechlal Rashi Yeshivas, the Danyonis Sahadrois, people that are learning Torah just to become Rashi Yeshivas, just to become Dayonim, Liyos Shemam, Ferechem Noidev Bekol Ores, that their name and their smell should travel in the whole world, that everyone should know who they are. The Daimim Maseim Lanshe Dar HaFloga, and what they're doing is basically what the Dar HaFloga did, Habayne Migdol Raisha B'Shemayim, building a big tower all the way trying to get to heaven. And it looks like their tower that they're building is their own reputation, you know. But they're doing it to that, you know, that what they're doing will build their reputation, and why they're doing it is to build their reputation. That's why they're doing it. So he says that's not the, you know. So he says v'ikr sivas maseyim u'mashakasav achakachakasav, and just like the Dar HaFloga, when they built this tower. So I'm sure at the time there was all sorts of like noble explanations of why they're doing things, but the Maisa, the Pasuk, says the truth, which is v'nasa lo nashem. That we want to have everyone know who we are, and we want to be popular, and we want to have a reputation as being the most amazing architects in the world. That's really what they wanted. Kakos b'sefer zar parshas brachos al pasuk ilo tol d'shamayim v'aretz. And just it's similar to what the Zohar says in parshas brachos on that pasuk of ilo tol d'shamayim v'aretz. Shechamisha minim yesh be'erev rav. The erev rav is comprised of five different sort of mini, you know, smaller categories. U'min ha'gimel mehem, and the third category of the erev rav, hu'akat, is a category, is a group of people, hanikris gibayrim, that are called gibayrim, but not in a good way. Dalayu itmar, that regarding them it says, heima gibayrim, arshami oylam anshe Hashem. The gibayrim is that all they want is for their name to get out there. The Inon Mesitra the Elaine to Itmer Bahain, and that subgroup of the Erev Rav is of the category of people of the generation of the dispersion that said, Hava Nivna Lanu Ira Migdal, let's go build ourselves a city and a tower. V'chul v'nasa lanu shem. Right? Ubinyan Bate Kinesis Bate Midrashis. Again, these are stark words. He says these are people that could build shuls, they could build institutions. V'shavion Bahain Sefer Tyra, that'll put a Sefer Tyra in there, Vatar Oreshe, with a crown on it. But now we're not doing it for the sake of the Shechina. They're doing it to have their own name get out there. For such a motive, such a group. So the Gemara says, for a person that learns Torah, that type of Shloi Lishma, so it's better if they weren't born, it's better for them not to have come out. So he says, so when the Zohar, well, I guess we'll stop here on this, you know, unpleasant note. But so when the Zohar says there's such a thing as learning Torah for oneself, so he says on the most grotesque level is like this idea where you're doing things like simply for your own ego and popularity and position and power and money and authority, and that's like mamish Erev Rav stuff. That's Dar HaFloga, it's Erev Rav stuff. But that's, you know, but now, then Ruchaim Vital is going to go on to talk about even if you're not doing it for such a grotesque, you know, reason, but it could be more subtle. And as long as it's not for the sake of highlighting the beauty of the Shechina, then already it's not lishma. And so that's what the Ruchaim Vital is going to be developing as a Shem. We should be zaycha to be Isaac and Tar lishma, and always become more and more bottle and humble. Shkaya.
Can we say?